Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and RUB at 7:04 and 45 seconds. Go right along with it on this Wednesday evening, right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Antonio Grillo. They're on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. And that'll be the number, as always, as usual, for the four-hour schmooze, right up until Sal Licata. And sound coming your way at 11 on your fan, New York City. So maybe you were watching from this afternoon. And if you were, you noticed once again what was happening. Yankee fans, even if you didn't see the game from this afternoon, you know the result. And you're concerned. And we understand why. And Yankee fans will tell you, some will, and we'll probably hear from them as the evening goes along. But Yankee fans are going to tell you they're not concerned. Yankee fans will tell you with confidence that the New York Yankees will snap out of it. They know. We know. Everybody knows. The Yankees are slumping. And the concern, whether they want to admit to it or not, with Yankee fans, the concern is there. You know the team is underperforming, disappointing itself and Yankee fans when you can't beat the zeros by double digits. The Yankees had the matchup they wanted today. Thought today's matinee a good day to show everybody why they have to beat, why they basically have to beat a bad team like the Zeros. They have, as we all know, the Yankees do, the best record in baseball, if right now not the best team. Bundy was given the ball for the Zeros, and who doesn't remember Married with Children, a very popular TV show in which he played Christina Applegate's father, a show that had must-see TV written all over it, appointment television it was. The Yankees were licking their proverbial chops today, looking to feast on Bundy and the lineup supporting him, a lineup made up of players to be named later. Embarrassing it was to see the Zeros this afternoon do something they've only done a few times this year, and Yankee fans had to look the other way. It's one thing to beat the Zeros by less than 10, but it's totally inexcusable to come to bat in the bottom of the first inning trailing 1-0. That may have been one of the few times this season that the Zeros had a lead, and against the Yankees. Again, and this is not fake news, the Zeros, yes, they had that 1-0 lead, and Yankee fans could only look away in dismay and disgust, and you could hear from the crowd, for that matter, Yankee fans everywhere, can we designate Hap for assignment and find another opener? Fortunately, Yankee fans were able to exhale watching Sanchez and Ford provide a 6-2 lead. But then the unthinkable, only confirming the obvious that the Yankees were a team slumping when you look up to see the Yankees with only a 6-5 lead. Inexcusable. Of course, the story today with the Yankees is not if, but when will this underwhelming, underperforming baseball come to an end? And Yankee fans are hoping very soon. So, there is another team in New York City, and we have gone in such a short period of time. We have gone from 41 Seaver Way turning into Electric Avenue from last weekend to Dead Man's Curve deep in the heart of Dixie from last night. Coming back with comebacks came to an end Sunday, and it's two games and one player lost after a Tuesday night in the red Confederate state of Georgia. And you know about Ruben Tejada. Yes, he was hitting in Syracuse. And yes, tonight he is in the lineup, and he will bat number 7 and play second base. Does anyone think, knowing what we know about the New York Metropolitans, that McNeil, as you know, with the left hammy, on the IL for 10 days, the 10-day IL, does anyone, knowing what we know about injuries, does anyone think after 10 days that Jeff McNeil might be back on the field for the New York Metropolitans? It's 50-50. The South last night, the South got even with the North. And all that buzz from the weekend, all that electricity from the weekend last night, gone with the wind.
Gone with the Wind has captured the imagination and acclaim of the entire world.
A lot of balls right over the heart of the plate early, and they scored a couple runs.
Shot up the middle, base hit to center. Acuna scores from third. Freeman advances to second. Has toppled the Atlanta lineup as good as any. Lines it toward the right field wall, and that's going to get down for a base hit. One helping the fence. Around third, Freeman scores. Donaldson's on his way to third.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those days, you know, you're trying to figure it out there, and just can't figure it out.
Fiddle-dee-dee. Davis, a long run coming in. He won't get there. It's a base hit. Freed rounds third and scores.
Filled with all the fire and fury of the times in which it happened.
He battled, started making better pitches as the game went on, and then just really ran out of pitches.
Cunha swings and blasts the ball to left field. Davis bends back late. He watches it go. Home run.
Gone with the Wind.
Fair down the line. Base hit for Inciarte. McCann rounds third. He'll score. Inciarte heads for second. McNeil is thrown out, and he seems to be a bit shaken up as he is pulling at the back of his left leg. And, you know, you hate to see any player do that.
No, I just felt, you know, kind of a little snag. I mean, nothing crazy. Hopefully it's not bad. But, you know, I guess, you know, we'll just see.
You've lived in dirt so long, you can't understand anything else.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. A breaking ball in the dirt. The Atlanta Braves have taken game one of this series.
Right now, you know, all I know, his hammy tightened up on him. He's getting evaluated. And we'll just have to see, you know, what it is.
Fiddle-dee-dee.
All right, and tonight it is with Steven Matz going against Dallas Keuchel. So if you're a Metropolitan fan, pray. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I hope that the Mets win a game of the next two. They are playing in a house of horrors, and you can go back to the beginning of Atlanta becoming a city. That's how bad it is. Right now there is a little bit of a rain delay. They have the tarp on the field. They will not get the game started right around 7:20-ish. And nobody is going to be all that upset if there's a rain out. But with Dallas Keuchel got off to a good start with the Atlantans. But of late, he has not found the victory circle. He's 0-3 in his last couple of starts. So, and Steven Matz, again, just pray that the Metropolitans without McNeil, and we're hoping that McNeil can show up more sooner than later, and you just fear that McNeil is going to be out longer than 10 days, and that is a major blow for the New York Metropolitans, who want to reverse what we have seen since Sunday. And again, from last night, Wheeler didn't have it, and there wasn't a great deal of offense, and so the Mets looked like the Mets from 40 and 51. So maybe they can turn things back around beginning tonight with Steven Matz on the hill in Atlanta going against Dallas Keuchel. Noel from the 1-877-337-6666. Of course, that's the number to call. And we're doing the Wednesday Schmooze right up until 11 o'clock with Sal Licata joining you then. And we will, as the evening goes along, talk to Eric Burns of the Major League Baseball Network. And we will talk to Charles Davis, he with the NFL on Fox. So there's lots to talk about as we kind of turn the page a little bit with from the baseball to the football counter programming, of course, with the Mets playing from this evening, weather permitting, and of course from the Yankees this afternoon. And yes, you're going to say that I'm poking a little bit of fun and a little bit with the tongue in cheek and a little bit dripping with the sarcasm. How could the best team, and record-wise, they are the best team, the New York Yankees, and yes, these are the dog days of August and September. You hope to see, maybe, if you're the Yankee fan, you want to see Stanton in September. You certainly want to see Severino and Betances in September so they can get ready for serious October baseball. And later on, you'll hear from Eric Burns, who, yes, admits, of course, as we all have to, that the Yankees have the best record in Major League Baseball. But I'm going to be asking Eric Burns if they are the best team in Major League Baseball. And, yes, you have to admit they're slumping. You have to beat the Zeros by more than 6-5. And I couldn't believe what I was watching in the top of the first inning from this afternoon, and I saw the game. The Zeros had a lead. When was the last time they had a lead in a game and against the Yankees yet? But that lead didn't last very long, especially with the Sanchez 3-run home run in the bottom of the first inning. And then again, Mike Ford, another no-name, making a name for himself with the 2-run base hit that made it 6-2, and then a little bit with the Cesse, he couldn't get anyone out, and the final ended up being 6-5. And what is that, like 16 consecutive games that the Yankees with the Zeros, they win. So, unfortunately, they're not going to play them anymore this season. And maybe that's a good thing, because the Yankees are really, for the most part, they'll end the slumping. They will start dominating once again. We know from that, because they are so, so powerful with that lineup. What is also surprising today, and this is not fake news, Torres did not hit a home run this afternoon against the Zeros. This is something that you just couldn't believe. He did get a couple of hits. Of course, he had a double, I believe, in his last at bat. But the bottom line is winning is 6-5. Listen, some Yankee fans are going to say that's all that matters is winning. No, you have to dominate at least by double digits a Zeros team, as I say, with a lineup full of players to be named later. And weather permitting, the Steven Matz again will try to get himself straightened out against Atlanta. And again, he will be facing a Freddie Freeman, who's hitting about 320 career-wise off of Steven Matz. And the Atlanta lineup, very, very strong. And I think even the most diehard Metropolitan fan is going to admit the Braves are a better team. But that doesn't necessarily mean that over the next two games that the Metropolitans can't win a game, and it would be good if they did. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to your telephone calls. Of course, everything is on the table. And that is the Yankees, of course. It is with the Metropolitans, of course. We shall talk a little bit about the Jets, and we shall talk a little bit about the New York Football Giants.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.